BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Plastic building blocks doing in the kitchen.
Oh, no, have you stood on one again?
Ah!
Here, let me finish emptying the washer and then you can sit down.
No, I need to get the girls their breakfast. I should have worn slippers. Sorry, Natasha, can I get this?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Thanks.
I was just thinking, what's the plan for Thursday? Is your mum still going to pick them up from nursery?
I guess she'll have to, if we're busy getting everything ready for the evening.
I know, but it is their anniversary. I thought your mum and dad might have made other plans.
Not that I'm aware. To be honest, mum seems determined to keep the day low-key. She keeps saying how much she's looking forward to a nice, quiet family celebration.
Oh, does she know?
Besides, they're off to Somerset on Friday. They've got three whole nights at a fancy eco hotel to look forward to.
I know. I was just making sure. Right, let me get up your way.
Actually, I need to get to the fridge.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you first.
Oh, ta. Honestly, whoever made this kitchen so small, they'd obviously never used one.
Yeah, well, the house was built over 60 years ago.
Even so, Helen's kitchen must be nearly four times the size. And she's got a utility.
Yes, all right.
You know, the house has had three viewings already. I get the feeling it won't be on the market for long.
We're going to need some more milk.
Oh, come on, Tom. I get why you're worried about Helen, but now she decided not to buy it herself.
Only because she couldn't afford to. How do you think she'll feel if we swoop in and buy it? And in any case, we probably can't afford it either.
Actually, I reckon we could. I've been looking at some mortgage deals.
Of course you have.
And yes, I admit it would be a stretch, but at least we wouldn't be throwing money down the drain paying Cathy rent.
We've talked about this. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few years.
Oh, we can't keep waiting for your mum and dad to downsize.
You weren't saying that a few weeks ago. It's only since Kirsty decided to put the house up for sale.
Oh, because it would be perfect for us.
There are other places.
I know you like it too. Oh, just imagine coming downstairs in the morning, pulling up a stool at the breakfast bar, getting a juice from our brand new American-style fridge.
Natasha.
And think of all the space there'd be for Sarah and Nova. They could have their own playroom. No more accidentally standing on their toys.
I agree. It would be nice to have somewhere bigger. But there's no rush, though.
But, Tom...
The girls are waiting for their breakfast. I better go and get them.
Robert, there's a pot of Earl Grey on the table if you'd like some.
Oh, thanks, but I need a coffee. I don't think I got more than 4 hours sleep. What about you?
Oh, it took me a while to get off. Still, at least we haven't any guests to look after now the Philpotts have gone.
Small mercies, I suppose.
And I don't have Mick to direct. Dear me, that was quite a rush. Still, the children seem to enjoy Creaky Christmas. Hopefully none of them had nightmares. Today, I plan to sit back and relax.
Come on.
Oh, Robert, what is the problem?
It's a new packet. I can't get it open.
Well, don't rip it. You'll spill coffee everywhere.
Oh.
No.
Oh, great. That's
Never
that's
mind.
Perfect.
Never mind. I'll clear it up. You sit down. Robert, it's fine. I'll make the coffee.
Well, it's not even about the stupid coffee.
No, I know. It's about Gavin Moss. Look, it was a shock running into him yesterday, but I'm not upset any longer. Please don't you be.
Well, how can I not? We don't even know why he was here.
I know, but...
What does he want to come back to Ambridge for? I'm astounded he dares show his face.
All right, Robert.
Man ought still to be in jail.
If you're that concerned, why don't you talk to Alan? He was speaking to him. He might know something.
But, Lindy...
Please... I just want to forget about it and enjoy my breakfast. Your being angry does not help. I've been reading more about how to rewild part of the garden. I know we already have a water feature, but it's really only ornamental. I think we should ask Eddie to bring his digger over, create an area for amphibians and aquatic insects.
If you say so.
Robert, where are you going?
To get dressed.
Oh, what about your coffee?
I've changed my mind.
But... Yes, hello, Ambridge Hall. Oh, Alan. Funny, we were just talking about you.
Where was this? At Helen's?
He was just hanging around outside.
Oh, that's so creepy. Is he allowed to be here?
He can go where he likes. It's not as if he was aggressive or anything.
Even so.
In the end, I invited him back to Willow Farm.
Kirsty, you did what?
I know. But you didn't see him, Natasha. He's so gaunt. Mm. I mean, he was always really fit. He's lost so much weight. He looks 10 years older.
Who cares? Are you forgetting what he did?
Of course I'm not. But he did kind of blow the whistle. When I visited him in prison, he hated himself for what he'd been involved in. Remember, he gave evidence against Philip, against his own dad.
Only after he'd been arrested.
I know, but...
And only after he'd sold those poor boys. He's not a good person, Kirsty. What did he even want?
He said he just wanted to see me. Oh. I suppose if that's true, he could have at any time. He's been out for a while. He only turned up when he found out I was selling the house.
So the house has got nothing to do with him, has it?
No, but... Maybe he feels he's entitled to something.
Money, you mean?
Oh, I really don't know, Natasha. Oh, I'm sorry, you must have work to do. I only came by to go to the shop.
No, don't be silly. I'm supposed to be updating the Bridge Fresh website. That can wait.
No, it's fine.
Let's go back to the office. We can talk more privately there.
Oh, thank you so much for seeing me.
Not at all, Alan. Oh, have a seat.
Thank you.
This is about Gavin Moss.
It is, yes. I had wondered if I should have come over last night. How are you feeling, Linda? I know it was a shock seeing him out of the blue like that.
It was, rather, yes.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
She wasn't last night, though. Do you know what he was doing in Ambridge, Alan? Why he was here?
Visiting Kirsty, apparently.
Well, why would she want to see him?
I don't get the impression she did. He does seem very remorseful, though. In fact, that's why I'm here.
Oh?
Look, please understand, I'm not advocating for Gavin. I know the pain you've been through. The last thing I want is for you to feel I'm pressuring you or suggesting you do one thing or another.
Okay.
I just felt I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't pass this on. Gavin wants you to know how sorry he is, Linda.
Sorry.
He told me how haunted he is by what happened at Grey Gables. He's asking if you'll meet him so he can apologise himself.
No.
Well, I realise you may well not want to.
You're right. We don't want to.
Robert!
You saw the effect it had on Linda just bumping into him.
Yeah, I know.
I'm amazed you'd even ask.
I just thought if there was an opportunity for healing...
Healing? Darling, please.
What do you think we've been doing for the last 4.5 years? The last thing we need is to open up old wounds again.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then of course I'll tell him no.
Yes, please, you do that.
What else did he say to you,
Lindy,
Alan?
Why are you giving this...
I'd like to know.
Why? He caused enough damage when he made the explosion happen.
And I think he knows how much damage he's caused.
Well, so he should.
Just calm down.
No, Lindy, he doesn't get to apologise.
But we
have to live with what he did, so does he.
What can he do, though? Philip gave you the house as part of the divorce settlement. Your name's on the deeds in black and white.
I'm not talking about what he's legally entitled to. I'm talking about morally.
Oh, please, come on.
I'm serious. Yesterday, Gavin was talking about how Philip justified everything. How he persuaded him what they were doing was okay. I know it's not the same, but I kind of allowed myself to get sucked in as well.
Kirsty, honestly.
But I did. I let Philip put me in a gilded cage. Why should I get all the proceeds from the house? I was only properly married to him for a few weeks. Gavin's his only child.
Let's not start shedding tears for Gavin Moss. Not when there are other people whose lives he's destroyed.
Yes. What about them? Don't they deserve something too?
Kirsty, that's not what I meant. It's not up to you to make amends for Philip and Gavin.
No, I know.
In fact, you did everything you could. As soon as you discovered the truth, you tried to find those young lads. I searched the streets with you.
Oh, yes, all right, but...
You don't owe anyone anything. Especially not Gavin. Okay?
Hey, how's the website looking? Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Hi.
My interruption?
No, it's fine. I've been here long enough. Thanks for listening, Natasha. But you're probably right about Gavin. It's just stirred up a lot of stuff.
Gavin?
See you. Bye.
Bye, Kirsty.
She's not talking
about... He came looking for her. She reckons he's after a cut to the house.
What? Seriously? Mm. Well, that's another good reason not to buy it.
Why'd you say that?
Well, who'd want their money going to a piece of filth like him?
I really am sorry, Linda. It wasn't my intention to upset you.
Please don't apologise, Alan. Thank you for coming over. I do appreciate it.
Yes, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. And see you on Sunday, I hope.
Yes, probably.
If not sooner.
Bye, Alan.
Has he gone?
Yes, he's gone.
Thank heavens for that.
I'm sorry, Lindy. I know he's the vicar, but to come here and expect us to forgive Gavin Moss...
He didn't. He only passed on a message. He didn't say anything about forgiveness. Although maybe as Christians we should.
How? You almost died that day, Lindy.
Don't start getting irate again. It's so not you, Robert.
I can't help it. I spent a week by your bedside waiting for them to bring you out of your coma, not knowing if you'd pull through.
Yes, I know.
And now that man, someone who thought nothing of putting yours and others' lives at risk, who thinks people are just there to be used...
But if he wants to apologise...
He can stick his apology. Oh. It's no help to us.
Do you remember that time we walked up Lakey Hill? It must have been about 10 months after the explosion, and it was the first time I'd felt able to do the climb. And the view was so breathtaking. It reminded me that there was still so much of life to enjoy.
I remember.
And you'll remember our conversation. How we agreed to not let the past poison the present. To let all that pent-up anger go. Alan didn't come here for Gavin Moss's sake. He came here for ours.
But Lindy...
Look, I'm not convinced I want to see Gavin either. But Alan does know what he's talking about. Maybe it would be healing. At least I'd like to be able to discuss it together.
I do remember that conversation, and we've let go of a lot of anger.
Exactly. We've come such a long way.
In which case, there's no more healing to be done. And there's no need to meet Gavin.
But...
I'm going to take Monty for a walk.
Are you? But he's already had his morning walk. I took him earlier.
Then you can have another one.
Robert, come on.
Monty!
Wait. Neither of us is completely healed. Doesn't this prove it, Robert? Please, don't walk away.